Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Well, we're going to think about one of those benefits now, which we were thinking about actually earlier, which when Johnny was leading us, which is forgiven sins. The psalmist says this, praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve. Now, what is these sins that we're talking about? Sins are the things we do that we know are wrong, the good we know that we haven't done. When we rejected God and we've not lived in his world with reference to him. When we know in our families that we have not treated each other as we should. We haven't done the good we should have done. And we've said things that we didn't mean to. And we've hurt one another. Sins are a terrible thing. And the Bible tells us, in fact, we hear in this psalm about that we deserve punishment for our sin. That God rightly gets angry when he sees evil things in the world. When he sees the terrible things that happen in our world that we hear about on the news, God doesn't like that. He's bothered about that. And he's also bothered about the things that he sees in our hearts, the evil thoughts and desires that we have in our hearts. Yet this psalm says he doesn't treat us as our sins deserve. See, sins are like a burden. They weigh us down. They're a terrible burden on us because we know the things we should do and the things we should have done. And those things that we shouldn't have done, and they weigh us down. And very famously, they're described as being this terrible burden you're carrying on your back. And there's nothing we can do about them. Nothing we can do. No good works, no trying to do things good, no trying to do things for charity, no trying to be kind that can get rid of this terrible burden. Yet, in our psalm today, it says this, as far as the east is from the west, so far has God, has he removed our transgressions from us. It's saying that God has removed our sins from us and he's taken them as far as the east is from the west. Now, I don't know quite how far you're going to get going that way. But if you can imagine keeping going and keeping going and keeping going forever. That's how far God has removed our sins from us. Our transgressions, the punishment we deserve. Wow. Isn't that an amazing benefit we get from knowing God? Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. We've heard that he has forgiven sins. He's taken them away as far as the east is from the west. And another thing this psalm talks about is permanent relationship. What does that mean? Well, you see, the thing is that in our lives, every relationship, every friendship, every family member we have relationships with them, but they're not going to last forever. I don't know if you've thought about this. Maybe some of us may be very aware of this on Father's Day. But for whatever reason, because of things we do to hurt each other, or because of death, those relationships aren't going to last forever. But in this psalm, this is what David says. We have that on the screen. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him. God is talking through the psalmist David about this going on forever. God's love with being with those who know him forever. You see, earlier in the psalm it says, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. He knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. Now, when God made the world and God made human beings, he made them out of dust. That's what we are. We have that on the screen. I don't know if you can see that, but we've got some dust in there anyway. He made us out. He made us out of the dirt of the ground, didn't he? But he remembers that that's what we're going to return to as well. You see, we are dust. We are not going to last forever. Our bodies fade away, don't they? We're not going to last forever. But God remembers that. He knows that. And he has a plan to do something about that. Because it says from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, with those who love him. This is a relationship that will last forever. How is God going to do that? Well, think about that in a minute. So we've seen that God forgives sins. He takes them away. We've seen that his love lasts forever. For those who fear him, those who love him, those who know him. But how does he do this? How can we know this is true? Well, because the story doesn't end at the end of the psalm, you see. This psalm was written hundreds of years before Jesus came to earth. And if we read on in our Bibles, we find out that Jesus came to take away our sins. That is how we can be forgiven our sins, because he came to die for us, to take that punishment that we deserve. God does not treat us as our sins deserve, but Jesus willingly took that punishment that we deserve. And how do we know that this promise that God's love will last forever is true? Well, because Jesus didn't stay dead. He rose from the dead again and went into heaven. And one day he will come back to make a perfect world where we will have bodies that will last forever, where there will be no more sin. The sin that has been taken away, the punishment that's been taken away, but there will not even be any presence of sin with us. He will come back. And we can read about that in the Bible. I've just been reading this little book we have on the bookstall, if you want to think a bit more about that. Can we know this is true? This little book, Divine Comedy, Human Tragedy. Is it true that Jesus died and rose again so that we can have eternal life? We can have a relationship with God and with those who put their trust in him forever. Well, if it is true, then we must surely want to praise God, mustn't we? Remembering all the good things he's done for us, remembering all his benefits. We praise God when we sing together. We play our instruments in church. We praise God in the way we live. We praise God in the way we speak. We worship God in the way that we live our lives, looking to honor him and to do what he says. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits.